This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Yes 94.9. We are rebranding for the Yes anniversary happening tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about that all during the show, aren't we, Mish?
Oh, totally.
We
always talk about it.
We do. You're on Mad Wednesday, but we're a little bit more excited because we have an absolutely fabulous guest joining us right now in the studio. It's the gorgeous, amazingly talented Emily Williams. Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm really pumped. I was so excited when it was like, hey, look, Emily would like to come onto a show. I was like, yeah, yes, I totally, please. Totally want this so badly.
Warren.
Yeah. So and it's got to be weird because when I was saying to everyone, Emily Williams, and they're like, isn't that Emily from Young Divas? And I'm like, that was years ago. It's such old news. You've done so much more since then. But how weird is it? Because that was like 8 years ago now.
Yeah, around about 8 years. Yes, you're
But
correct.
Isn't it strange that that's just where people's brains still go to?
It is. It's a bit like crazy for me because it's like, oh, okay, because they're all running, well, what did you do after? And I'm like, oh my gosh, have you not seen my bio?
Yeah, it's
like, it's
huge.
Written in black and white.
It's like, what haven't I done?
Yeah, exactly. What haven't I done, you mean? But yeah, it's when I think about how far back it goes, I'm just like, damn, I'm still looking good.
But oh, you look like... You look fantastic.
Yes, mama, you better work.
But I think it's kind of wonderful for all of us as well because I guess we feel, as silly as it sounds, because we watched through reality TV, we're invested in you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We're invested in your story. It's not like, here's this hit song that just did it. We got to see a different side of you and got to see this part of you. So it's so exciting to see that you've had this career that's just kept on growing and spanning, creating so much music. It's just wonderful.
Yes, I've been so, I guess the way that I look at it, just pretty much just blessed. Like, I'm one of those girls that honestly, after Idol and after the Young Divas, I didn't realise that I had a bigger purpose. So when you get given opportunities that you weren't even thinking were going to come your way and then you get to fulfil them, you're like, oh my gosh, is this what it is? Is this what success looks like? Because this is ridiculous. I just feel so grateful that I got the opportunity to, you know, do what I do and keep doing what
and
I'm
to
doing.
Keep so on aid. Doing it.
Like, you don't even want to guess how old my ass is right now. You know, I look 24, but don't let this hair fool you.
The difference is a straight.
It's the weave, boo. It's the weave.
Now, we've got you in here today because coming up on Saturday, the 17th of November, not very far at all, you are doing a one night only show at the Mimo Music Hall, which is Respect.
Yes.
Which is absolutely wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit. This is music of Aretha.
Yes. Do you
now, which.
You remember, though, right? You remember when I performed Aretha?
Yes.
Respect. That was like my third song I think I performed
yes.
on Idol.
And this is to think that you're then going, I'm going to be able to craft a show.
Yeah.
To be able to pay that respect as well.
Absolutely. Like, I'll be honest, like, I think the differences with my show is that, one, I did it on, obviously, I sung her songs on TV, on television, because I know there's a lot of tribute shows to Aretha that's going around. But two, I actually sing it in the same notes that she does.
Well, I was about to say,
I just want to put that out there. This queen is doing exactly the same notes from when she recorded. Thank you.
But, I mean, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
It's the most amazing music. But, yeah, when you've got it in the same key, you're doing it the same way. It's like...
Not easy, honey.
No, it's not at all.
Not easy.
As I'm a singer myself and as a person that constantly bastardizes everything and changes it as often as possible, just sit within my range and everyone's like, that was amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I just made it work for me. Like, if I actually tried to do it the right way, whole different story.
Yes, so I'm really excited. To be given this opportunity to represent the Queen of Soul, you know, because I've always known her from when I was little, and I know for a fact if you're going to try and do a show like that, you better come correct.
But be coming from the heart as well, too. Like, there's a bit of a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, some people would be jumping on the bandwagon for it, but this is from the heart.
Absolutely.
And that like song would have gotten you.
Absolutely. There. We've both been brought up in the same upbringing. We're very religious upbringing. So I think where Aretha sings from, I think that's just natural. That's just natural for me. Like, I just thought that was natural.
That's just soul, baby.
Yes,
do you feel
right.
like it's something that we're with what the music industry is nowadays as well, as we don't just get to get this realism and this true devotion to sound in the same way that I've grown up with what my parents had with this kind of music, when we're losing these artists that have been so instrumental to give us the platforms that we have today, like Aretha has done. Because you're right, it is the soul. It is that sound. that you just can't replicate. You just can't capture that.
Not much coming from the heart these days, and that's just what I love.
Yes, I agree. So I think for me, for the show, I guess any Aretha fans out there who really, really love Aretha that can go back to where she first started. Yes,
there's a few in the room.
Yes, there is. I think he should come to the show because then you'll see.
It's definitely my neck of the woods. I mean,
yes. Well, come to the show on Saturday. You'll love it then.
All right.
Well, should we hear a little bit? Should we do a bit of a sing song?
Yeah, why not?
Is this an Aretha number or are you giving us something else?
This is an Aretha number, honey.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. All right, I'm too excited. All right, everyone, you're on Mad Wednesday and this is a Live Excuse exclusive. And I am so pumped. All right, here we go. Shall we take it away? This is Emily Williams on Yes 94.9.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. While combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Come on, forever and ever, you'll stay. Y'all know it. I can hear him singing, and I'm like, come on. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time. All through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you'll stay in my heart.
Absolutely blown away. That was so beautiful. I can't even begin.
I had a little bit teary.
I'm teary. I teared up as soon as it started.
I love that song.
I was trying not to scream too.
No. It was absolutely wonderful. You know what? I mean, and as well, it's a beautiful song to hear. So today, because tomorrow is the anniversary of the Yes vote as well, we're talking weddings, we're talking marriage, and that was in my best friend's wedding. And the minute it started, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start welling up. But I'm blown away by how absolutely gorgeous that sounded.
Thank you.
That was so wonderful and so powerful. And all the original notes, people.
Thank you. I just want to put that in
there. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what you can expect this Saturday night. And Me, My
Absolutely.
Musical.
Absolutely. Full band. So we are ready to like smash it out. I've got my 3 BVs that are like, little Supremes there.
Oh, so you're going the full deck of cards.
Yes, so I always make sure I've got the full deck of cards if I'm presenting a show, especially with Aretha. You can't really do it half-ass.
No,
God no.
So I want the full shebang up in there.
Go hard or go home, baby.
Yes, that's right.
Now, if you want to get tickets to that, you need to jump on. I'm sorry, I'm losing. I'm just emotional.
You're just
that
fumbling.
Was so wonderful. just head to mimomusichall.com.au. You can get your tickets there. There are still some available, though. God knows how. After hearing this as well, people are going to be rushing right now. It's happening at 7:30 this Saturday. Respect to the songs of Aretha. Emily, I'm still just in awe of just that. Just sounded so.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's just so wonderful. So there's this, you're doing this kind of a tribute show, paying this kind of respect.
Yes, I am.
But have you been working on any new albums or anything like that?
Yes, actually, my first single gets dropped in December, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's called Do You Write. So I will make sure
that... Did you
write it? Yes. Yes, I did write it.
And you will do it right and come back here and show it to us.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Joy will obviously get the first take of the song.
Well, we would love that.
always. I'm committed and loyal.
It must be really exciting to be able to spend all this time to focus on shows, to focus on recording, and then really just birth it all for everyone to hear.
Absolutely, it is. It is. I'm just happy to still be doing what I do and what I love. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's a lot of people that's just fallen off the bandwagon, and I guess I'm just one of those who just decide to just stick in there and keep going. So,
well, it's
I'm
not
lucky.
Just that. You know, it's who you are. It's the sounds you make, and it's something that we all love to hear.
But you don't continue keeping that identity from 8 years ago. You keep going and growing and reinventing yourself and just keep producing and keep going. That's what's important.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I like the way you said that too.
Thank you.
Emily, nice. Thank you so much for
joining us here. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. That was just such an absolutely amazing song. Everyone, don't forget, this Saturday, 7:30, Respect, go and see Emily doing this amazing show. Full band, Supremes, everything. It's happening at the Mimo Music Hall. Head to mimomusichall.com.au to get your tickets. Thank you so much. We're going to be back on Mad Wednesday after this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.